Around the time the U.S. overthrew the Taliban, the U.S. military began operating a detention facility at Bagram Air Base outside Kabul. That prison has drawn heavy criticism following the deaths of two detainees in 2002. The media have never been allowed inside the military prison, but interviews with former detainees detail a history of abuse and neglect. Well, that old prison will soon be replaced by one that the U.S. says will provide better conditions and promote greater transparency. We get more from the world's Katie Clark.
The new $60 million prison unveiled this past weekend is a state-of-the-art facility of cinder block and barbed wire. Most inmates will be housed in communal cell blocks. High windows will allow in natural light. There'll even be space for vocational and technical training and a special family visitation area. Jonathan Horowitz is a human rights consultant with the Open Society Institute. He recently toured the still-empty facility. Horowitz says the new prison appears to have been designed with the intent of providing a more pleasant detention experience for the inmates. But pleasant, in this case, is a relative term.
There are, for example, matted walkways where guards patrol that will reduce the amount of noise when those patrols are taking place so that they don't wake detainees. And there are actual latrines within the isolation cells, which limits the number of forced extractions and humiliating strip searches that may otherwise need to occur if they weren't there.
Brigadier General Mark Martins is in charge of U.S. detainee operations in Afghanistan.
The new facility also improves our ability to provide each detainee a fair hearing before the board of officers and to implement procedures compliant with law that better enable us to determine each detainee's legal status, his continuing threat to the Afghan people, but also his potential for reconciliation and reintegration.
The Pentagon says that review process is supposed to happen roughly every 6 months. Martin says the reviews are being phased in now, but they won't be fully underway until February. Martin says it will take that long to get additional U.S. military personnel in place to represent the detainees. Human rights advocates welcome any form of review of detainee cases at Bagram, but they wonder why the U.S. is continuing to resist civilian representation of prisoners in Afghanistan.
It's hard for me to believe that there couldn't be a secure way of us meeting with our clients just the way that we have been in Guantanamo.
Barbara Olshansky is with the International Justice Network. She's represented numerous clients at Guantanamo and Bagram. She's disappointed that the changes being implemented at Bagram won't bring more transparency to the whole U.S. military detention process.
I'm not sure if I'm just terminally naive, but I did have a lot greater faith in this president and in the people that came with him to uphold the principles, the democratic ideals that he espoused when he accepted the nomination and when he took the oath of office.
For his part, Brigadier General Martins says a greater transparency is part of the changes planned once detainees are moved over to the new prison at Bagram next month. But he doesn't expect civilian lawyers will be visiting the facility anytime soon.
We're in an armed conflict, so to have civilian lawyers moving around this theater would increase the risk rather than make it a better situation.
Observers say the new Bagram prison gives the impression that the U.S. is settling in for a long-term detention operation in Afghanistan. General Martins, though, says the plan is to hand the facility over to Afghan authorities as quickly as possible. For The World, this is Katie Clark.